Good morning, Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome. To the March edition of Good Morning, Greater Jackson. We're at Bella Notte downtown.
Yeah,
live and uncensored here with Rick Walton, Insurance Agent of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
In Michigan.
All right, thanks.
Cost me a lot of money to win that.
No.
Thank you. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Hey, it's also my granddaughter's birthday today, Sydney.
No,
and
no singing here.
And I've got happy birthday. And I have another granddaughter has a birthday tomorrow. And it's my mom's 93rd birthday last Thursday. So pretty exciting time. Always good to see you. I think we got a good show today. We're starting out with some good people today.
Center for Family Health.
I'll tell you, Center for Family Health, I had a chance to go through the whole place with Molly, and I'd like to welcome you today, Molly Kaser, who's been there since the beginning.
Thank you, Rick. Lovely to be here. I also want to introduce Jen Warden, who is one of our nurse practitioners.
Hey, you want your new what? What are you, Jen?
Sorry, I wasn't speaking into the mic.
Right.
Sorry about that. So I just wanted to introduce Jen Warden, who is here with us this morning. Jen is one of our women's health nurse practitioners.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're brand new?
Well, relatively new.
Relatively new?
Relatively new. I've been in women's health for about a year.
But, okay, we're glad you're there because great organization and doing good stuff.
There we go.
Yeah. It's a wonderful organization.
Yeah.
I really enjoy working
there. Why'd you come there?
Why did I come there?
Yes.
Because of all the variety of services that they provide to everyone in the community, from dental to women's health. I worked as a nurse in Jackson for a long time and knew I wanted to work there when I finished with my nurse practitioner training.
Well, good. Well, we're glad you're there. All right. So, Molly, are you introducing anybody else?
Well, not yet. We have one other person who might join us, but I think for now, it's Jen and me.
Okay. And today, you know, it's we talk about women's health services and school health and different things. That you do just about everything, it seems like, when it comes to health care.
Well, the purpose of a community health center is to really offer comprehensive services, because a lot of times people who come to us may not have great transportation, and when we get them through the door, we want to make sure they get what they need while they're there.
Right. Well, tell us, you know, what is the general purpose of the organization? Obviously, we have the health, I mean, we have the hospital, and we have Allegiance, and now we have you. So what's the difference, or what are you doing that's specific to you?
Right. Well, certainly the hospital is all about inpatient care and people who really need acute services. The purpose of the Center for Family Health as a federally qualified health center is to provide comprehensive primary care. We're the family doctor or the family dentist. So we see kids, we see adults, we see everything in between. We deliver babies at the hospital. We are essentially like a doctor's office on steroids. I mean, that's essentially what it is. If you need a doctor, you can come and see us. And we will take care of your teeth. We'll take care of all your parts. And we provide a lot of great counseling services and support services.
Parts are parts.
Parts
I'll tell
are
you
parts.
Right now.
And I want to introduce Dr. Lydia Maeda has just joined us. Dr. Maeda is one of our OBGYNs and recently joined our health center. So we wanted to have this opportunity to introduce her.
Well, that's fantastic, OBGYN. Yeah. Did we have an OBGYN doctor there before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have five OBGYNs.
Oh, that's fantastic. So
Dr. Maeda, Dr. Virgo, Dr. Hill, Dr. Andino, and Dr. Tallman, yes.
So she just joined too?
Dr. Tallman joined us last summer. Dr. Maeda came
in November, early November.
So what's your history? How'd you happen to come to our facility?
Oh, I'm very excited to have joined the Center for Family Health since early November. I was practicing in Kansas in a city called Dodge City before I came out this way. and so we got out of Dodge and and very excited to be at the center.
Yeah, we're excited to have you here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Miles, what is going on over there? What else? What should we know about the center?
So I wanted to highlight one of the more recent things we've done. This is just since the end of January. We have a grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield. And, you know, one of the challenges we've talked about, certainly you and I have talked about, Rick, is making sure kids get the care they need. And dental care has been a big issue for quite a long time. So we now, in our pediatric office with our three pediatricians, we now have a dental hygienist who is seeing families who come in, kids who come in. So they see Dr. Gali or Dr. Rouse, and along with it, they see a dental hygienist and get their teeth looked at, and we're awaiting our equipment so the hygienist can actually clean the kids' teeth when they come in for a medical visit, for a well-child visit, for example. And we've already been able to identify a number of kids who have some pretty significant dental issues and get them taken care of at the same on the same day.
You know, you think about that, because when we think of medical care, we don't really usually think of dental care. But I've got to believe a child that has a dental problem, my gosh. I mean, I've had dental problems, and you talk about pain and discomfort.
Right.
And, you know,
and a lot of times with kids, they can't really, depending on their age, they can't tell you where it hurts. And if you think about a kid in school trying to concentrate, they can't even tell you where it hurts, but their schoolwork's probably, and their behavior is probably being affected by that.
Well, I got to believe it. So that's brand new?
Yes, just since the end of January, and so far more than 300 kids have been seen through by our hygienists there.
Well, you know, you're also going out into the schools, and you talk about kids and everything else, that you have different programs there, facilities there.
Correct. We have four school health centers. Three are in Jackson Public Schools. We have one at Northeast, at Parkside, and at Jackson High. And we also, our newest health center is at Northwest, at the middle school. And Jeff is here and could speak to that some. But
oh, he's here today, too?
Jeff is here.
Oh.
We,
Good to see you.
Always good to see Jeff. So the school health centers are a way to get health care to kids who might not otherwise be able to get the care they need. We do a lot of physicals. We see a lot of kids with medical issues that aren't being treated, and it's very convenient for kids and for their parents.
So like a child can, at the school for, at Northwest, for example, can just go into the facility and say, I'd like to see a physician or whoever that you happen to have out there about whatever problem they may have?
Correct. We do need a consent from the parent. We can't just see a kid without the parent's consent in most situations. But, yeah. Or if, you know, Johnny wakes up in the morning with a sore throat, mom can drop him at the school health center or drop him at school and say, go to the health center this morning. Get your throat checked out. And then we call mom and let her know what's going on.
Okay. Then so, you also talk about, we talked about the dental, but is it, are you doing more in the dental areas now, too, for adults? And is that something new also that you're doing?
We, over the last year, yeah, we have really opened up our dental clinic so that we are serving everybody. We had more of a focus on kids in the past, but now we're able to see a lot more adults. And they're definitely finding us. Seeing a lot more adults.
Well, that's great. I mean, the facility is beautiful. It's amazing what you guys have done. How long have you been around now? How many years was this?
26.
26 years. Wow.
Yep.
And you were there in the beginning.
Yeah, I was.
That's great. Well, you guys are doing a great job in supplying a need for people, because everybody's welcome to come to this facility, isn't that correct?
Correct.
Everybody's welcome to come there, so that's what's great, and you're providing that need. And a beautiful facility with lots of great people working there now.
That's right.
Well, fortunate to have it. So thanks, Molly. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks, Molly.
We got Children Challenge coming up next, Greg.
It's got Vitale for our Italian-speaking audiences here.
Yeah, either way. I've been called worse.
I know, yeah.
Yes, you have.
That's true. How are you doing, Scott?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Children's Challenge. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, the Children's Challenge, for those people that don't know what it is, it's essentially like a Tough Mudder for kids, ages 4 to 14. We put them on a 1.5-mile obstacle course full of mud. They have a blast. They enjoy themselves. It's an opportunity for the parents, aunts, uncles, brothers, cousins to cheer on the younger kids and give them encouragement and grow not only physically through the event but also mentally because it lets them overcome a lot of obstacles.
So you started this 3 years ago. Everybody said, Scott, you're out of your mind. Go to the Center for Family Health.
Yeah,
get
that's
some treatment.
Right, yeah.
but now 3 years later, going strong.
Going strong, yeah. Last year, the first year we had 832 kids. Our goal was 250. Our second year we went to 1,248. Last year we hit 2,200, and it was our first ever sold-out event. Right now we're over 1,200 kids. Well, I say over. We're at right at 1,200. We're growing. It's an event that is kind of encompassed an all-year-round thing now. We're also getting involved not only with the event day, which is August 19th, but we're part of other things such as a skate party that we did in February with Allskate. We are now putting together an Easter egg hunt over at Northwest at Jeff's Place out there in front of the elementary school. It's a free community event for any kid that wants to come out and enjoy the an Easter egg hunt and other businesses and organizations that are going to be there to be a part of it. We're growing at a rate that we're trying to keep a handle on and continue to make it a unique experience for each one of those kids that comes through there and their families.
Has the business community step forward?
That's been the biggest part of the growth, I think. We now have over 50 sponsors from this community. We've actually expanded outside this community with some sponsors as well who have seen the event, who have watched the growth of it, who have seen what it's doing because we give a lot of money back to the community, especially the schools. We've got partners like Art Main Chevrolet and Minutemen Sewer and Drain and Brad Goldsmith and just a list of people that have been on board, including Rick, who's one of our sponsors, Northwest. It's been a huge impact for the growth. It allows us a lot more opportunities to make better obstacles every year, get it more challenging, get more mud. Which is what the kids, really want to see.
Now, 1,200 kids, that's crazy, but 2,000 is insane.
Yeah, well,
How do you handle that?
A great committee and a lot of huge, unbelievable volunteers. Last year we had 120 volunteers. That's where we'd like to partner with organizations in the community, whether it's a school organization, a baseball organization, a nonprofit organization, such as Marriage Matters, who we'll be talking later. They give us volunteers. We donate back to them. So it's an opportunity for us to get the organizations involved, and that helps us handle all those kids, muddy kids too.
Yeah.
So we clean them up. We clean them up afterwards.
And you're filtering a lot of money back into the community, charity-wise.
Yes. This year, first year we targeted $5,000. We hit that number. Second year we hit $10,000. Last year we targeted $15,000. We actually reached $16,775. And this year we're targeting over $20,000. We have an a challenge for the schools. That's the big part of it. The number one school that gets the most number of participants ends up with $6,000 for first place to use for whatever they need, services, programs, whatever. Second place is $3,000, third place is $1,500, fourth is $1,000, and fifth is $500. That's
$6,000, Scott, I imagine the schools get a little gung-ho, don't they?
They do. It's become a little bit more competitive as that has grown. To give an example of where it's grown is our first year we gave $1,500 out for first place. So now that we're at $6,000, partly due to Michigan Community Credit Union, who's a huge sponsor in that, it allows the schools to be a little bit more competitive, gets a little bit more interest, raises some eyebrows with some schools. One of the great things that happened 2 years ago was Columbia Central Elementary won the first place, which was at that time $5,000. They were going to lose their art program. They used the $5,000 to use for their supplies, and they kept that art program going. So indirectly, this is making other people come overcome the other challenges
that
they face.
What obstacles have you run into?
The growth, time, trying to do my day job during the day and then try to do this, you know, when I don't have my daughter or don't have work. Sometimes I sneak some in during lunch hour or something like that. But that's been the biggest challenge. And then ironically enough, but fun, is making new obstacles every year for the kids to enjoy. We want the kids who have come back first year, second year, third year to enjoy new obstacles and not be without.
I ask you that because obviously the tough mutter out there had some, let's say, some health-related issues. You've had none of those problems.
Zero, actually. 3 years, we've had zero injuries. We have JCA on board. We've got orthopedic rehab who's going to be on board with first aid and that. We've had zero injuries. We make it fun. We make it safe, but we make it muddy.
So are you looking for more kids? Is that...
We're looking for more kids. We're looking to partner with other organizations in the community, whether that be as a sponsor, businesses as a sponsor, or, again, organizations that we can give back to them to get some bodies out there to, again, help us encourage the kids, assist them if they need it, and be a part of a fun day.
Somebody wants to be a part of it. What should they do, Scott?
Contact me. I've got my business cards on me, or scott@childrenschallenge.com. That's my email. And go from there, or go to our website. And
when's the big day?
August 19th. So 5 months away.
Okay. Scott, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Good job. Scott Vitale with the Children's Challenge.
Okay. Oh, we got the chamber segment here right now. And speaking on Leadership Jackson 2017, I'm trying to bring myself up to speed here real quick and read what we're doing here. So so we got two students. Are you students?
Yes, technically.
Sort of.
Kind of.
Kind of,
sort of,
maybe. So this is a leadership program in Jackson that you guys are part of.
Yeah, put on by the chamber.
Put on by the chamber. Oh, I know what this is about now. Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm up to speed here. I think I was on the first one. Yeah, so you guys are you participating in it? Are you leading it?
We're participating. We actually just finished up, and we're about to graduate in April 4th, I think.
Okay,
April 13th.
So you go through a series of events learning about Jackson and leadership and everything else. That's what you do. Tell us all about that.
Well, it's a 7-month course. We meet twice a month in the morning at Baker College. We covered a variety of things. We went from like personal branding, team building. What do you remember from it? It's a long time.
We covered communications issues. We talked about some leadership styles that we could use in our work and in our personal life. And it was really a lot about networking and learning about yourself and being able to apply that both professionally and personally.
Okay, you know, and I didn't introduce you because you're Catherine, right?
Yeah.
Catherine Aspen, and you're
He's Catherine. I'm Kevin.
Oh, you're Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin.
I'm kidding.
It's a new world out here today. Kevin Swemmen. Look, yeah, Kevin, I like your long hair.
Oh, thank you.
And your beard. Your beard, Catherine, is very nice, too.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. It has changed because actually the leadership committee, I was on that first board, yeah, when we first started that years ago. I don't know how many years ago it was. It's been so long. Been around here so long. So you guys are getting ready to graduate. So what are you going to do now that you graduate and you've got all this knowledge about Jackson and leadership and all that good stuff? What are you going to do?
Well, we're going to change the world, of course.
All right. I like that. Changing the world, I'm all about changing the world. Amen to that. Now, you got any plans, you think, or what do you do now? What do you do now, Catherine or Kevin? I'm not sure who you are.
I work in career services at Baker College on the Jackson campus.
Oh, do you? Career services? Well, that's pretty good. So if I'm a student there and I'm trying to figure out what I want to do, you help me figure that out?
Yeah, that's right. We work with our students to help find their internship placements and then also to secure employment after graduation.
Okay. Have you learned a lot in this program?
Yeah, it was really beneficial. I think probably the session that had the most impact was the session that we talked about communication in the workplace and having difficult conversations and how to kind of work through that process to be able to possibly share bad news with a staff member and have that conversation about how things aren't going right, how to work through that and prepare for it so that you don't come into it and really kind of botched the whole process and really kind of killed the relationship.
I always figured out how, when you got to give bad news to somebody, I have somebody else do it. That's the best way to do it. No, it's so you know, what was your favorite thing about the program or favorite speaker or whoever? Can you want to speak to that?
I know my favorite thing was the personal branding. I think it was in the workplace and how you present yourself professionally, but also in your everyday life and what your goals and what your values are. And I just thought that was really valuable to apply not only in the professional setting, but also in your personal life too.
I mean, it's really cool. So it's, what's your purpose when you're out there?
Yep.
That really is fantastic. So you probably met a lot of people that you never knew before too, right? In your class?
Yeah, definitely in our class.
I know it's a hard question. Yeah, look to Kevin to ask for the answer on that one. But, no, I think that's half the fun. You get to meet other people that are trying to do the same thing you are. And you spent, how many weeks together have you spent?
It was 7 months. We met twice a month.
Wow. So that's about 14, I'd say, something like that. So that's really great. So now that you're doing this and you've done it, are you out recruiting other people? You think other people should attend this?
I definitely think it'd be beneficial for everyone to attend this if they want to grow professionally and become a stronger leader. I think you learn a lot of valuable different things from a lot of different aspects.
So what impacted you the most on this whole event?
I think going to a lot of the community events, because you, besides going to the classes, you have to go to a city council meeting, a commissioner's meeting. You can go to off the clock or ribbon cutting. And I think just learning to be out there more in the community is what impacted me the most.
How about you, Kevin?
Yeah, I think one of the strongest aspects of the program is the fact that it's not just about how to be a better leader at your workplace. It's geared toward getting you involved in the community through the required attendance at the meetings and such, and just exposure to the Jackson community. We had presentations from city manager and the county administrator. We had an opportunity to go and tour the Humane Society and learn about nonprofit boards and being involved in a nonprofit board, kind of as a launching pad, so that once we wrap up the program, we can apply what we've been learning in the workplace, but then also get involved in a community organization to be able to apply that to the Jackson community in general.
Well, it sounds like you guys got a lot out of it.
Definitely.
And you had to. This is like a early morning meeting too, isn't it? Don't you start early in the morning? Every day?
I guess 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, 2 hours every other Wednesday. So
that's at 8 o'clock?
That's pretty late, Rick.
Back when we first started, I think it was earlier than that. I think it was like 7 or something like that. Everything's softened up in this world. You know, they don't make people like you and me anymore, Greg, do they, you know? Back when we had to walk up the hill to school with a warm potato, you know, and on the way home we had to walk up to go get home. It was terrible back then, I'll tell you. But I'm glad you're doing this. You know, I'm glad we got some leaders. So we need in this world. We need leaders out there. We need good leaders doing good things with purpose and care. That would be the great thing, don't you think, Greg?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
So Leadership Jacksonville, you got your graduation coming up here, too. It's Thursday, April 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Commonwealth Commerce Center. Is that going to be a big deal?
Well, of course it's going to be a big deal. We're going to be celebrating our
We never thought you'd make it, you know, Kevin, but you did. Well, that's great. No, I'm glad the Chamber sponsors this and brings people, and we're trying to get, you know, people involved, and obviously in the community, and to lead us in the right way. So good luck to you. Thanks for coming today, and you know, I'm glad you took the time, your time, not getting paid for it, to go there and sit in class for a couple hours. So that's fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having
take
us.
Take a break here for the fake news coming up at 8, and we'll be back with more from Good Morning Greater Jackson on 970 101.5 FM.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Welcome back.
We're back, and I just had breakfast here, I'll tell you right now. And it was good.
Good breakfast. Thank you, Walkers and Bellinote.
Yeah, it was really was good. Yeah, it was great. I don't eat breakfast usually, but I'm coming back. So we have coming up right now,
none other than the principal at Lumen Christi High School. And Stephanie, and you put your...
Kristovic.
I know that. Spoolstra. Spoolstra. That was her maiden name, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Kristovic. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you.
And now, you know, if I remember right, you came back from somewhere, didn't you? From the big city of Chicago or something?
Yeah, I'm an alum of Lumen Christi, but then I was teaching and I was a principal in Chicago before I came back in July.
Right, you were a principal down there in Chicago?
I sure was.
Wow. You know, Chicago school proper, was it a Christian school or was it?
It was a public charter school in Chicago, okay. So very similar to some of the same things that we see at Lumen Christi, but we were at 81st and May, so on the south side, and it was a great school. So really? Excited to be there and excited to be back now.
Yeah, you're glad you came back to Jackson?
Yeah.
Jackson's home. It's, you know, you lived in a big city for a while, now it's time to come home.
Absolutely. Jackson is such a great place to raise a family, and we were just really excited. My husband and I were really excited to be able to have our girls grow up here and to be a part of Lumen Christi again.
Now, was your husband from here, too?
I stole him from Chicago.
Oh. Thank God you saved him.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. So you're the principal out there, and Lumen Christi, there's no problems. Life is good and everything else, right?
Life is very good. I won't say that there's no problems, but life is very good. We're excited to be ending the year. I'm excited to have my first year there under my belt, and we're really excited for the new things we've got coming up next year.
Right. So what's Lumen Christi all about? What's the exciting thing about attending Lumen Christi?
So something I didn't expect when I came back, I've been meeting all these people, and everywhere I go, I meet people who are excited to meet me, who are connected to Lumen Christi. The thing I was not prepared for is that when people talk about Lumen Christi, they cry. It's not just that Lumen Christi is somewhere they attended. It's that Lumen Christi is somewhere they love. And that's what makes Lumen Christi special, is that we don't just provide a good education, although we do that. We provide a place where we love our students every day. And it's a place where students' lives are transformed. And so it's been so wonderful coming back to feel that warmth and welcome, because people love Lumen Christi. They didn't just go there. They love it. And it didn't just help them. It transformed their lives.
Why do they love it?
They love it for a lot of reasons. They love it because of our very high-quality staff. They love it because of the faith component. It's a place where that's really important to kids. Kids are exploring who they are and who they want to be, and it's important for them to think about those big questions. They love it because of the relationships that they have. So something I've been, you know, looking into everything that's going on at the school this year, something I found out that really surprised me. So 100% of our students are involved in an extracurricular event. It's not mandatory, but 100% of our students are. And on average, the senior class this year, every kid on average is involved in 6 activities. So talk about a community where kids feel like they belong, where they feel loved and they feel engaged. And we know that that kind of engagement leads to happy, healthy, successful kids ready to graduate from high school, ready to attend and graduate from college. That's where that love comes from. They come to school every day, and they feel loved.
Greg, where'd you go to school?
Parkside.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Okay, you did.
I thought, didn't you go? I was right behind you.
I know, a little bit behind me.
As did our president, Elaine Crosby, and we converted her, too.
You did.
That's right.
Elaine did too. There's hope for you yet, Greg.
You did a good job with her.
I'm not sure there's any hope for Greg yet.
I was in the horticulture club at Parkside.
Did you get close to those chemicals? Is that what happened to your head?
Never say chemicals on this show.
So, you know, 2017, 2018, what's going on out there at Lumen Christi? What's new and exciting?
Yeah, we have a lot of new and exciting things. So just this year, we started a dual enrollment program, and it primarily was online this year. But next year, we're expanding to offer a class on-site through Spring Arbor University. So it's an embedded class. Students can take a college class without even leaving Lumen Christi's campus. So that, in addition to our 6 advanced placement courses, students can earn up to 10, can take 10 college classes by the time they leave Lumen Christi. They can earn up to 30 college credits by the time they leave Lumen Christi, and that is all free to them. So in addition to that, new next year, we're doing eighth grade advancements. So our eighth graders have the opportunity to begin earning their high school credits early, which will allow them to participate in some of those great opportunities like Career Center, like dual enrollment. So we're excited for both of those things to happen next year.
Can you graduate early?
You wouldn't want to.
Well, don't get out of school.
You wouldn't want to, Greg.
Whatever you do, don't get out of school early because the real world ain't the same as school.
True.
I'm going back to college next year. I'll tell you right now, 4 years again. No, I'd say, what do you think? Now, you're a young woman.
Thank you.
Yes, you are a young woman. And I know your name's not Kevin. Do you find differences? Are there differences in students nowadays than there were back when you went to school?
Well, you certainly have a different perspective as a leader versus as a student. But in general, I think that kids are mostly the same. Kids want to be inspired and challenged, and they want to feel passionate about something. They might have slightly different ways of doing that now and slightly different ways of communicating it, but that's what makes working with kids so cool, is that they are so ready to be ignited. They are so ready to be just on fire with their passion and be excited about things, and that's always true. Kids are awesome.
Yeah, they are. They are. If we lead them and direct them, no question about it. So what's your core mission out there to Lumen? What is your real core mission?
So our core mission, and it's so central to everything we do. So in addition to our five core values, which are achieve excellence, live faith, demonstrate character, promote teamwork, and be warm and welcoming. So those all contribute to our greater mission, which is to educate all students, but even more than that, to create young men and women of faith and integrity who are empowered with leadership in order to change our world, to make our world a better place.
This seems pretty admirable, I'll tell you that right now. We like to, and I like the Christian leadership part of that too. That's really cool. So, you know, Lumen Christi, like I said, I remember back when I was in the day when I was at Parkside, there was 2,000 kids, and Lumen Christi had 1,200. And unfortunately, they've all gone down in enrollment, both of them. But I know you guys are doing good things out there and creating those values and hopefully disciplines and everything else. But anything else you'd like to say about Lumen before we go on?
Just that we are so grateful for everyone in the community who supports us, and we always love meeting new kids. I love kids, so I can't wait to meet as many as I can. So we have upcoming open houses in the spring, but we love when new families stop by or call to set up appointments. Even if it's just to tour the school and never come back again, we're willing to do that. We love meeting new kids.
Well, thanks for coming home. We appreciate you coming back to Jackson.
Thank you.
We think it's a great place, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Stephanie. Amy Pelletier here from Marriage Matters Jackson this morning.
How you doing, Greg?
Good. To wrap things up, you got a big program coming up with Northwest.
We do. We love our community partners. Northwest has been phenomenal for us. They're helping us by providing a venue for our upcoming pep talk. We try and do some special topics throughout the year. So the one coming up on April 20th is called Strong Marriage, Strong Step Family. About one-third of marriages form a step family in the families in the community in our country. And so it has special circumstances, and such a large percentage of kids growing up in step families and couples creating that marriage that creates the step family is really what we want to focus on. And so, you know, there are different challenges, there are different joys in step families. And so we just want to provide tools and resources to couples and to families that are in the step family, and you know, try and give them some extra tools to help their marriage stay strong.
So that's coming up in April?
Yes. It is over at the Northwest Schools Cafetorium at the high school, and it's Thursday, April 20th at 6 o'clock in the evening, and it usually lasts a couple hours. Shelby Raines, our director, is going to be the facilitator for that one. She herself comes from a step family, and so with some of her experience and the research that kind of supports what she's going to talk about, she's going to give the presentation. And, you know, we always have time for Q&A and, of course, dessert. That's a must.
Is Jeff Bontrager speaking?
Jeff Bontrager is not speaking.
Oh, okay.
He's
in your room, though.
That's right. That's right. Sky's the limit with with how many people we can have there. So, and you know, I look around this room and I see Jeff sitting across from me, and they partner with us on Tuesday nights for our Building Better Marriages workshop as well. You know, next to me is Georgia from CP. They're one of our sponsors. One of our board members is on CP. The Children's Challenge, you know, we work with Scott and those folks. So we've really been, at, you know, Lumen Christi, they partnered with us this fall. We went and presented the Pick a Partner, How to Avoid Falling for a Jerk or Jerkette, to all the freshmen there this year. And so it's just fantastic to sit in a room like this and go, wow, you know, we've really been able to partner with so many amazing organizations and schools over our time in Jackson. And 2017 actually marks our 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
So if you remember when Marriage Matters Jackson began, your memory goes back at least 10 years. Congratulations on that.
How did that begin, Amy?
Yeah, it was an initiative. We had the Weatherwax Foundation was giving grants to all different organizations, and you know, was trying to figure out what the common link was. And Maria Dotterwijk and the folks over at Weatherwax said, you know, family breakdown seems to be the basis for a lot of the social ills that they were trying to help. Kids needing extra help in school, hungry kids, all sorts of different programs they were helping fund. And they thought, if we can kind of work upstream and figure out what's causing this and try to remedy that situation, then maybe we will have less of the problems down the road. And so the idea was born to have a healthy marriage initiative, and we were housed under the United Way. They were our fiduciary. Weatherwax was our main funder, and then over the last 10 years, we became our own 501c3 nonprofit organization. We have, you know, dozens and dozens of businesses and other nonprofits that partner with us to help us out, as well as amazing donors, and our donors. Our pool grows every year, so we're just very lucky that the community has gotten behind us and thinks that healthy marriage and healthy families are important, just like we do.
Shelby Raines has kind of been really the cornerstone of the program for 10 years.
Absolutely. Yep. She continues to be our executive director. She facilitates a lot of the programs that we do. She runs work with the board, and my role is event manager, so I do some of the teaching, but I put together most of the events that we do. You know, we all get coffee and we all do everything because it's a nonprofit and it's just what we do. But
one of the amazing things you've done is bring in some great speakers and authors to Jackson over the years.
Yeah, I kind of chuckle at our repertoire and how we've been able to get some of these folks to come out and work with us. But Tony Dungy was no doubt the highlight of the 10 years, and he was out a couple years ago. But you know, he's a Jackson guy, and he had just written a book called Uncommon Marriage. And so it just fit perfectly. And so we were able to connect with him through one of our board members. And, you know, he was able to come out and rally about 1,200 people. I mean, we packed the Michigan Theater that night just to give a message of hope and inspiration to couples, because marriage is tough. It takes a lot of work, and the benefits are amazing, and it's beneficial for the couples financially, emotionally, psychologically, but we believe more importantly it benefits the children in those relationships. And so for those same reasons, for the emotional and financial benefit of the kids, that's why we do the work that we do.
So a lot of big events coming up through the year, but the next one is April 20th.
You got it. Over at Northwest, Strong Marriage, Strong Step Family, every Monday and Tuesday night in Jackson, and in Hillsdale on Monday nights, and in Lenawee on Tuesday nights. We actually have our Building Better Marriages program.
What about tickets, Amy?
Yep. Tickets for the Strong Step Family event are $10 a person, $20 a couple. It includes coffee and dessert. We ask that you register before, just so we know, you know, how much dessert to get. But certainly if you decide at the last second to join us, we are certainly happy that you will come.
Thanks, Amy.
All right, thank you.
Good job. Amy Pelletier from from Marriage Matters Jackson. Matt Sportslander.
Thanks, Greg. Good morning, everybody, and thanks for coming out to Good Morning Greater Jackson. We're broadcasting live from downtown Jackson from Bella Notte. Thank you, Brandon and Annette, for another great breakfast. And our sponsors this morning, Center for Family Health, Children's Challenge, Michigan International Speedway for the Chamber segment, Jackson Area Catholic Schools, and Marriage Matters Jackson. You can tune in to WKHM. You can grab the podcast off their website for this month and the last few months if you missed those. I'd like to extend a thank you to our ambassadors this morning, Molly Bolton of Edward Jones, John Curtis from Manchester Chiropractic, and Adrian Davis from Center for Family Health. Thank you. I'd like to help me welcome our new members to the Chamber over the last month. Rent Me Properties, Technique Incorporated, Anytime Fitness, Comfort Keepers, Nerium International, Fun Days Family Fun Cafe, Drake Certified Public Accountants, Grady's Custom Catering, Home of New Vision, and Hampton Funeral Home. So a round of applause for all of them. We have a few great events coming up over the next month. Tomorrow we have Speed Networking, sponsored by the Craft Agency. April 6th, we have Brew with the Board. April 13th is our Leadership Jackson graduation. April 24th is our Economic Luncheon with Rick Brenner from MIS. And back here on April 25th for our next Good Morning Greater Jackson. Also on May 3rd, save the date for our next Off the Clock, and it's going to be at Michigan International Speedway, and we are partnering with six chambers from around the area to engage you guys with all of their membership as well. So it's a regional networking event, so make sure that that gets on your calendar. May 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. So. And joining us today, Baker College, Best One Tire, CP Federal Credit Union, Catholic Charities, Eaton Corp, Edward Jones, Jackson County Prosecutor Jerry Jarzinka, Jackson Host Lions Club, Jackson Publishing Company, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, Manchester Chiropractic, Northwest Community Schools, RJM, Schaefer Dry Cleaning, Teach Out Security Solutions, United Way of Jackson County, Tomco Asphalt, Allstate Fun Center, Platinum Choice Bank Card, and Dancy's Fancy Butter. And thank you, everybody, for coming out. Have a wonderful day.
Sounds like Freddie. Freddie's here. Hey, we'll see you April 25th, next edition of Good Morning Greater Jackson on 970, 101.5 FM.